If you just tuned in, I'm talking with Dr. Maya Angelou, and she's very adamant about our Foxy listeners getting out to vote. And Dr. Angelou, where are some of the places that we can encourage our Foxy listeners to talk about getting Foxy listeners registered to vote and also getting them encouraged to actually vote on the election day?
Miss Berry.
Yes, ma'am.
I encourage women to go to the beauty shop. Sometimes that's the best place we can go to talk and find out what the news is. And maybe even hear the gossip about who's doing what to whom and with what success.
Mm-hmm.
But I encourage us to go to the beauty shop and say, excuse me, is everybody registered to vote? Remember now, we've got to get out there,
mm-hmm.
get registered. And say so in the family, in the kitchen, when you're cooking, at the dining room table. Say so at the choir practice and when the mothers of the church meet. Say so. I encourage men, too, to say so in the barbershop, because sometimes that's the first place a man will relax.
And, of course, we've got to set an example for our children. I talked with Alfre Woodard a couple of weeks ago, and she told me she was doing the political thing when she was, like, 10 years old, going out with her parents to the polls when she was 10 years old. So if the parents set the example for the kids, then we don't have to worry about the kids as they get older to get to the voting age. They will
exactly.
see the process and go out and vote.
Exactly. And it's a wonderful habit for them to get early on in school and in the playgrounds to know, my dad's going to be voting tomorrow. My mom, she can't do this because she's got to get up early and get to the voting, to the polls. It's very important. Also, it gives a child, a young person, a sense of her own importance, that she's important. And because the mother and the father know that their vote is important. Sometimes, you know, it may be the best thing you can do for someone when the larger society is saying you're not important. I don't have to consider you.
Right. A couple of weeks ago, even John Boehner says, well, you know, African-Americans, and they're not going to come out and vote, you know. So he's blatantly said that on television. I'm like, whoa. They're not hiding
it.
They're not hiding the fact.
I'm glad he said it because it's double dog dare you. Double dog dare you. Prove me wrong. Yes, let's prove everybody wrong, all our naysayers.
Okay, now early voting starts next month, so if you can vote, our listeners can get out there and do the early voting, the earlier the better, because if you run into any problems with, like, voter registration, then you can solve the problem
ID
before.
And all
right,
that.
Right.
Yes, it's true.
Right.
We'll be on the radio and then on television mentioning when the voting, the early voting begins.
All right, Miss Maya Angelou,
yes,
it's always a pleasure. First time talking with you, and you are a joy. You are a delight. And maybe you can invite me some down to Wake Forest to get in the kitchen with you sometimes. Maybe I can learn some things from you.
Winston-Salem, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you know you're going to be in Winston, give me a call. Call the Wake Forest University.
Okay.
They'll put you through to me.
All righty.
Okay, thank you, Miss Berry.
All right, you have a lovely, lovely day.
And you, my dear.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.